United States is not going to stay in that country and occupy it. We have plenty of other things that our people like to do with their lives, and we don't make it a practice of going out and seeking someone else's wealth or real estate. So we'll do our job, we'll do it well, and we'll leave as that country is set on a path to guide its own future. We'll try to be helpful from a humanitarian standpoint, which we're already doing. Truth ultimately finds its way to people's ears and eyes and hearts. And I don't worry about that over the long term. Does it make me sad to see television saying things that are flat not true, and people printing things in that part of the world that's flat not true? Children being taught things that are flat not true? Yes, it bothers me. But what can one do except to tell the truth, behave in a way that's consistent with our values, and this country and the coalition has done that in this case. And there is, I am certain, among the Iraqi people, a respect for the care and the precision that went into that bombing campaign. It was not a long air campaign. It didn't last for weeks, and there was minimal collateral damage, unintended damage, and the preciseness of the targeting was respected such that people could go out on the streets of those towns during bombing raids, and unless they were connected to a military regime facility, unless they were except for those that if you think about it, that regime took a lot of care to put their weapons and their command and control in schools, mosques, and hospitals, and they ought to be held accountable for it. And that's something the journalists embedded out there ought to be asking people, because it went on day after day after day.